Lord's going to catch up to me here in a second. Oh, there he is. So this morning, I am not using a pulpit, so we're going to do something a little bit different. I got inventive, right? Who doesn't like being inventive? I figured, okay, the kids are with us this morning, so how can we make something real, right? Because, you know, if the kids can get it, then I know I can get it, right? Amen? Amen. All right, so this morning, I need all the kids to pay attention. And if you can't see, there is some space for the kids. If parents, you want to bring your kids up here so they can see, there's some chairs up here at the front. So we have something quite fun we're going to do today. So I'm going to remove it so we can see. Today, I want to teach you kids about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Now, did any of the kids here, and I want you to raise your hand and I'll point out to you, do any of you guys know who the Holy Spirit is? How many kids know who? Right here, go ahead. Who's the Holy Spirit, Desmond? He does. He is God, right? Yeah, now how important is... They're all one. You got it, man. Now, anybody else? Well, why is the Holy Spirit important to us? Why is he important? Any kids can raise your hand and let me know. I'm looking around. Because he helps you. You're right. Because he helps you. Now, if he is God, do you think he cares for us?
Yeah?
I didn't hear the kids. The kids, do you guys think he cares for us? Yeah, he does, doesn't he? Do you think he loves us?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Well, now, if he's God and we pray at night to Jesus and we pray at night to God, should we also pray to him if he's God? Does that make sense? What do you guys think? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Wow. So I want to share a story with you guys. Remember a little while ago, and some of you might remember, I was poured water, and I was teaching you guys about how Jesus is the one who saves us. Isn't that amazing? Now, that's amazing that Jesus saves us, but where is the Holy Spirit in all of that? Who is he? Where is he? That is actually very true. So I want to show you how the Holy Spirit helps us today, okay? So you guys all watching? Okay. So before we get going here, I just want to clarify something for us. So what this little thing here is for all you kids. Can all you kids see it? If you can't see it, you should move around so you can see it. There's still some spots up here at the front for parents. You want to move your kids up here? So on one side of it, this is where we are. And on the other side, this is where God is. Isn't that cool? But do you think if this board wasn't here, that you, one of you guys, could step from this side to that side? Probably not, right? It'd be really hard. That's a long ways. That's like, I can barely reach that. So if I'm on this side, and God is on this side, who do you think this board in the middle represents? Who do you guys think? Jesus! Wow, you guys are smart! Gold star in the back. You're right! This board represents Jesus! Because the only way I can get from here, and if I accept Jesus, I get to step up on the board, and I get to walk the rest of my life to God. Isn't that cool? And then when I pass away, I get to meet God! Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? But hold on a second. Hold on a second. Wait a minute here. I'm still confused. Because we got Jesus. We got me. And we got God. But where's the Holy Spirit? I don't understand. You're right. He is inside of us. Just like Jesus is inside of us. But I have a path to God. But where is he? Do you guys, does anybody, raise your hand if you can see the Holy Spirit. Can you see him anywhere on here?
No.
Nobody, you guys are raising your hands. You can't see him. Well, you know what Galatians 5, verse 25 says? if we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. What does that mean, walk by the Spirit? I don't get that. Well, let me ask you guys a question. How easy, and I want you guys to raise your hand, yes or no. I'll ask the question, just raise your hand, yes or no. How easy do you think it'll be for me to walk across from here to there? Whoever thinks I'm going to fall, raise your hand. There's a lot of hands up. Now, who thinks I'm going to make it? No. It doesn't look that hard, does it? So let's give it a shot. Okay, you ready? You ready? Oh, it's a little shaky. Oh. Okay, well, that's really hard. That's really hard. Okay, I'm going to give it one more try. Okay, you ready? You guys ready? Oh, I got it. Yeah, I made it. Woo! I was close. But I made it. It's a pretty thin board. Here, I'll lift it up so you guys can see. It's not that thick. That's not that thick. It's a pretty thin board. So, I made it, right? But I'm over here now, and I'm still confused. Because I don't see the Holy Spirit. Where is He? I don't understand. So, let's think. What do you guys think the Bible says about it? Well, that's a great thing. Let's open up our Bibles. Let's just take a quick look. Okay. Let's go to John 14. Let's go to John 14. I'm sure it's in John 14. So let's go there. John 14, verse 16. Okay. And there. And I will ask the Father, God, right? God. This is Jesus asking the Father, God, okay? And I will ask the Father, Jesus is going to ask the Father, to give us another counselor. Wow, what does that mean? What's a counselor? That doesn't make any sense. Okay, let's keep reading. Maybe it'll make more sense. To be with you forever. Oh, the Spirit of Truth. Oh, well, there He is, the Spirit of Truth. He's the counselor. Do you know what a counselor is or what it means in here? It means a helper. So it's someone to give you a hand and help you along. Wow. So that's what the Holy Spirit is supposed to do for us. Okay, well, that makes sense. Well, now, hold on. I think we might have missed something here. What do you guys think? Did I ask the Holy Spirit to help me walk across this bridge? Or did I just do it? What did I do? Did I just do it, or did I ask the Holy Spirit to help me? I just did it. Well, I mean, if He's God, maybe I have to ask for His help. Maybe I need to talk to Him. Well, if He does, then if we invite Him to walk with us, maybe He'll come join us. Well, that just makes so much sense. If I invite the Holy Spirit to come, He'll walk with me. Wow, that just makes so much sense. Now, do you guys think if I invited Him along, it'll be easier or harder? Easier? Okay, well, it's kind of one of those questions. Is it easier or harder if your parents help you build the sandcastle, right? It's easier, right? So let's see what happens. Holy Spirit, we welcome you to join us in this journey across the bridge. Okay, well, let's see. Let's see what happens. Maybe this represents the Holy Spirit now that we've asked Him to come help. So now, is this going to be easier to walk across or harder? Easier. Okay, well, let's give it a shot. Let's give it a shot. Oh, it is. It's a lot easier to walk across. Well, I don't have to work half as hard. Oh, my foot almost fell off there. Okay. So, if I wake up every day and ask the Holy Spirit to join me every day in the days I walk out, do you think our days would be easier or harder? Easier. That does make sense, doesn't it? It makes a lot of sense. You know, sometimes it's like when you meet a new friend. So if I'm here and I met Jesus, and now I can go to God. And then I ask the Holy Spirit to join me, and this bridge is already that much easier to cross. And if a relationship, like with your friends, do you know, sometimes when you get to know a new friend, it takes a long time to get to know them. You might not know their favorite color right away, or what their favorite TV show is, but as you grow and get to know them better, you start learning those things about them, right? Who has friends they learn lots about? We all do, right? And we're learning new things about them all the time. So if it's already this easy, and we've only just asked them to help us, how much easier will it get? Is this going to get, do you know what I mean? If it's already getting this much easier to do the things that God asks, do you think it's going to get easier or harder?
Easier.
Wow, this is amazing. Okay, so let's try and get to know the Holy Spirit. And let's see what happens. Holy Spirit, we continue to welcome you here. We welcome you here in your presence. We welcome you to join us. We welcome you to join us, Holy Spirit. Increase in us, we pray. Amen. Well, now look at this. Now that is going to be easy to walk across. Let's give it a shot. I might ask Jeff McKenzie to come try it too, just to make sure we know. But look at this. Look how much easier this is now. I mean, I can jump on this. I'm not going anywhere. Do you guys think this is easier or harder?
Easier.
You know, just so you guys know, sometimes it might be harder. But even though the wind is blowing really hard, because if you're crossing a bridge, sometimes wind comes and blows, right? And if the wind is blowing really hard, it's going to be easier for me to get down and hold on to the bridge if I know the big bridge is here. But the wind is still going to be really hard, right? So sometimes it might be hard to walk across the bridge, but we know if we walk close to the Holy Spirit, our bridge is going to be really, really big. So we can get blown from side to side, but stay on our bridge and not fall off. Isn't that cool? Who thinks that's cool? Okay, now, we have to remember, though, and this is very important, the only reason I can cross this bridge is because of? Well, not just the Holy Spirit. What board did we start with? We started with Jesus. And unless we have Jesus at the start of it all, we can't even start to build a bridge. So we always have to have Jesus first. And then we get grow in relationship with God, the Holy Spirit, who's here with us. Isn't that fun? Another thin board and then a really big one, right? Isn't that cool? So, now we're going to pray. And I'm going to ask the kids to close their eyes. And we're going to pray because I believe that the Holy Spirit wants to come join us today. I believe He wants to come join you. Do you guys want to accept the Holy Spirit? Raise your hand if you do. If your kid, all your eyes are closed. If you want to accept Him today, kids in this room, raise your hand. And we're going to pray for you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We welcome you into our lives to help us. We ask you to come fill us up. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. And we just release you in Jesus' name. We release you over the kids in this church. Father, to walk with them, to grow in them, to develop in them godly habits, godly minds. In Jesus' name, we just release you, Holy Spirit, right now. Amen.